Welcome to the Money Barista Podcast in the virtual cafe where coffee meets money. This is your host, Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and together with Kim White, we bring you weekly episodes to talk about the beans in your business. How would you like to be in control of your business finances? Step inside the virtual cafe with us for these combos where we share our experience with you. So what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go. It's coffee time. Welcome back to the virtual cafe, Kim.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm so glad to be with you again.
So, Kim, I'm going to go straight out of the gate here and say that my beanometer today is running too low. See this? If you're watching us on video, this is my feral-looking empty cup. What's going on with the beanometer? We're at a beanometer of 2 today. And just to clarify, we've spoken about the beanometer before. I have officially decided this is an executive decision, Kim. Beanometer now stands for how many cups of coffee have been consumed. Forget about Delilah. Forget about the bean rating on Delilah. It is literally about how many cups have been consumed. And I am at a beanometer of 2. So, Kim, I'm going to need your help today.
I'm going to say, Kerry, and I know that beanometer is headed to 3 soon.
3 is coming soon to a beanometer near you. Yes.
I love it. Well, Kerry, my beanometer only hit 1.5. I've been so busy, I never even finished the other half of my 2.
Wait, all day? 1.5?
All day, Kerry, all day.
Oh my God, I'd be on the floor. I'd literally be on the floor. I could not. I can't. It's just not. No. No, Kim. It's wrong.
I was going to say, welcome to the virtual cafe where we cannot live without coffee and talking money.
Exactly. So, Kim, I believe we have another little situation for one of our listeners, potentially, that we need to step into. What is today's question?
So, Kerry, I was sent this question for you, and I giggle because I think sometimes people send questions to me because they don't know how to ask it, and they know I'm very kindergarten. So let's just say that, Kerry. But the question is, how can I, and I have to read it so I don't get it wrong. How can I break down my business finances into small pieces when I'm starting out? I think this is a great question, Kerry.
I don't know if I've got enough on the beanometer for this one, Kim. I was joking before saying you might have to help me out here. But I love that you're translating these questions because questions are hard. Like, it's even hard to bring those words together. Sometimes we don't know how to phrase these things and, you know, do I ask it this way? If I go onto a web browser, like asking a certain question might bring a different result. So thank you, Kim, for being the question translator, especially in this episode because I need it.
Wait, they have a new title, y'all. I'm like proud.
The official executive translator of the questions in the TMB virtual cafe.
Ooh, that sounds like official. Does it come with a tiara, Kerry?
I was just thinking you need a crown for that one. Yes. Yes. I like the word tiara better though. Anyway. So, Kim, let's break this little puppy down because I feel like there would be a number of people feeling overwhelmed and feeling a little bit stuck in this space, especially when we first start out as an entrepreneur and start our little business. And I want to keep it simple, Kim. The first thing that pops into my mind is a little bit of a schedule because I live by my calendar, and I know you do too, Kim. And not everybody does. However, if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen. It just does not happen. There has been multiple times, because I'm a work in progress like everybody else, where something has not been on my calendar, and next minute someone's sending me a message going, hello, and I'm going, oh, crap, okay, time to run, yes. So when we talk about schedule, it's going to look different for you. You may or may not be running a calendar. However, most of us have some kind of schedule in a different shape or form that we use. And Kim, I'm just going to go there. When we think about our business finances, there is what I want to call the day that we can work on our business finances. but that's big. The day. Let's talk about the day. When am I going to sit down and really, you know, knuckle down and get stuck into these digits? That's big, Kim. That is huge. When you think about that, you need to think about a day, an entire day. What day is that going to be, this big day? I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed out about that, because if I had to block one thing on my calendar for the entire day, that's like climbing Mount Everest. That is just huge, in my opinion. So I think, Kim, and I've talked about this before, it might be time to look at the bite-sized pieces, those little pieces of time that we can spend on this stuff. Because, Kim, I think you've heard me kind of quote on the mini food before. Everything tastes better when it's small. All the mini things to me taste amazing. You guys have mini M&Ms over there, Kim? They're delicious. But I don't like M&Ms. Only mini M&Ms. Go figure.
Look, it's so funny, Jerry.
But I'm serious. Like, if you can take small pieces of time and you can pop that on your calendar or on your schedule to work on the business finances, it takes that huge Mount Everest away. It takes away the day. So, Kim, I think you've had some the days on your calendar.
Jerry, can I make a confession at this point?
Yes.
Is this where the confession starts? We've started so many things, and we know you and I have run together long enough. We know some of these stories, but I will say this. I can remember a time where I used waiting for that big day as an excuse, because I was so overwhelmed with knowing what to do that I would say, when I have this whole big day, I will do this. And it would come, and I am going to say this out loud, it would come in the form of tax day, because there's a deadline attached to that that, like, we can't avoid, versus having that big day where it's not so stressful. Because when you're under that kind of stress of trying to get that stuff done, that's a whole different level of stressful. And so I just want to put that out there, Carrie, that I would a whole lot rather have the bite-sized pieces and get the things done than to be under, I think you call it under the pump. Like, when now we are down to, you know, it's 3 days away or it's 1 day away, because suddenly, Carrie, we find time to do that, whereas we could never find that the day during the rest of it. So there's my confession.
Kim, I love your confessions, because every time you confess, I'm sitting here going, oh, that was me. I did that too. I hate deadlines. I do not fare well with deadlines. And in the respect of, if there is that hard line in the sand, I need to make it by this date and this time, I have often in my life been one to push my homework to the limit. Push it out as far as I can. The kid that never did their homework, the dog ate my homework, all the excuses, Kim, I think is what we can do to ourselves. We're not actually helping ourselves. We think there's this whole mentality behind it of, I'm going to decide when I'm going to do it. And if I want to leave it until the night before, that's what I'm going to do. That's okay, because I'm in charge. I decided. I get to choose. However, we're actually inflicting more pain and more pressure on ourselves by leaving it to the last minute and leaving it till that deadline is like you're sweating. You're literally sweating. It's not because of having too much coffee. You're sweating on this deadline because you have to do it by this date, or there's penalties, or you're in trouble, or whatever the case is. So, confession, Kim, I know it too well.
So, Carrie, I want to point out what you called it, though, because that was brilliant. It is an infliction of pain, extra, unnecessary pain, unnecessary stress. I love that that's part of your answer, is don't inflict more pain on yourself to something you already feel painful about, I'm sure. If you're starting out with anything, there's a learning curve.
And Kim, I want to add in here as well that I have many things that I don't like to do. There's a list. I'll have to write it down one day. And when it comes to doing those things, sometimes I am absolutely surprised in myself that when I put it off and put it off and put it off, and then I actually get to it, and then I do the thing, and then I go, oh, that wasn't so bad. That didn't hurt as much as I thought it was going to.
It took 5 minutes and thought it would take days. Like, yeah.
And with your business finances, though, let's bring it back into the question, because we do need to be mindful of what it looks like and what we're dealing with and how we feel about it. That comes into it as well. Are we stressed? Are we overwhelmed? Is there all those kind of problems going on? But if we can bring it back to those bite-sized pieces, look at putting it on your calendar in a smaller capacity. Don't look at Mount Everest. Let's not look at the whole mountain. Let's just go base camp to base camp here. We're just going to do piece by piece, a little bit at a time. And it's literally putting one foot in front of the other, Kim, when you think about it, for all of the things, but especially when it comes to the digits, is making sure that we're putting in those little pieces of effort. Because the more we do it, Kim, I'm going to ask you a personal question for a moment here.
Ooh.
Do you know how to wipe your bum?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. Why do we know how to do that, Kim? It's because it's something that we've been doing for a very long time and it's repetitive. So I know that's sorry to be so personal there for a moment, Kim. And I know that's a little left field, but think about that for a moment. How do we know how to ride a bike? How do we know how to drive a car? How do we know how to make our cup of coffee? All the little things that we do, we don't even think about breathing. We just breathe. Like it's all second nature and nature's way and all that kind of stuff because we do it on a regular basis. So think about if you can flip those flipping digits into those bite-sized pieces to make it a regular pattern to be doing more frequently can take away some of that overwhelm with those regular touch points.
As usual, Kerry, you bring great visuals. I'm not sure I want to visualize the one.
No visual on wiping the button. Sorry, peoples. See, I told you I didn't have enough beanies, like.
But I do think, Kerry, that that is a great example of something we have practiced and practiced, like all that, those list of things you shared, we've practiced those things. And when you're first starting out, which is what the question was, they're just starting out, you already know they're not practiced. It's just a matter of continuing, I think. Like, that is what I'm hearing you say, Kerry.
Absolutely, Kim. And we all start at the beginning with all of the things. So I want you guys to know that I've been there, Kim's been there, we've all been there. And it is that continuing, you know, not leaving the homework to the last minute. Don't have that sweating deadline upon you if you can avoid it, because we've got the opportunity to be almost ahead of the game here, Kim. You know, with these, again, bite-sized pieces, the momentum we can build in this space for ourselves will help us stay in touch, stay in control, and avoid the pain. I want you to avoid the pain.
So, Kerry, I want to just add really quickly that you, because you were trying to avoid pain from recurring payment, you actually went in and made yourself a tool and then started sharing that tool with all of us, which has saved all of us a whole lot of money. And you have generously shared that is free on your website, free on the, like, we'll put it in the show notes. It's free. That's a great place to get started, because that's a really, I will say, that place is a infliction of pain more than anything else for me. That is a hard one to remember what those payments are and to be surprised, which I don't like to be surprised. But if you're watching the video, Kerry's got the number behind her of what the number is right now, which is, Kerry, do you want me to read it out loud?
I'm actually wondering now, Kim, if it's backwards or is it forwards? Is it readable?
It's readable.
So I think we're at $125,950.
And 64 cents. Don't forget that, Kerry.
And the 64 cents. Yes.
And y'all, I have the visual of it, is why I can say that out loud. I just want to giggle. But here's the thing, Kerry. That's the total from January of this year. The next one's coming up because you're doing a live tour that will be, I think when this episode drops, Kerry, it'll be the next week. So if that's the case, you guys need to sign up because Kiri actually does a live demo of the savings tool, which is a great place to start. And I will tell you, Kiri, you have made a witness out of how many dozens of people who have started there and now they've got all their finances in control because they have joined the club. They have like done things past just the savings tool. But in my princess opinion, Kiri, starting with that savings tool and coming, letting you share it live and going over it, that is a huge valuable thing to getting things in order the first time. Instead of having to bump our heads and keep trying in different ways. And Kiri, I do think that it would be the answer. If you weren't here to answer this question, that's the answer I would give whoever was asking that, is start there. Start with Kiri's savings.
Well, thank you, Kim. And no, I've not got a check in the mail for you for that commercial, by the way, just going to say. But it is a great place to start because the savings tool is actually a direct connection with this conversation in the opposite of it does not have a deadline. You don't have to complete it by a certain date. There's not that sweat and pain and need more coffee situation with the savings tool. You can chip away at it a little bit at a time, slowly work on catching all of those nasty recurring payments at your leisure. However, if you're a little bit determined and you want to get them all listed, you can do too. It's at your own pace, Kim. And again, with the live tour, we come together every quarter. We go through the tool. The tool's had some up levels, Kim. So there might be a lovely version of it that's available now. So I'm excited to not only do the live tour and to continue because people come back. People who have already got the tool come back to the live tour for that recap and accountability themselves, Kim included, yes. And that's a good opportunity too. So it's something that we need to stay in touch with. But again, little bite-sized piece here in the savings tool, just a little bit at a time. Come to the live tour, see the demo, get the tool, start working the tool for you and your subscriptions and recurring payments. And again, back to the bite-sized pieces, Kim. There's not the day to work on your business finances. We just chip away. We just keep chipping away.
Oh my goodness, I love it. And I feel like I want to be the poster child for how impactful it is because, you know, as a business owner, we all want to make more money in our business. Like that's part of business. But when you're not paying out those extra thousands of dollars, Kiri, that's like getting a raise in your business. So I think you have brought so much value to this question and so much value to this community by sharing this tool. And I have been here for all the iterations, is what I'm going to call it. I have been here when you shared it, not having any idea that anybody other than just your, you know, your close circle would use it. And now to see how many people have used it and how much money everybody saved, that just is very impactful to me, Kiri.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate you saying that. And I just had an idea, actually, about doing individual tallies because people report their savings, by the way. So it's a collective total back here. However, all of the users that are reporting and you don't have to report, I just had an idea, Kim. I just had an idea of something about that. Anyway, so Kim, did we answer the question? Did we actually make sure we've answered the question?
I think you started answering the question, Kiri, as far as I think that there's so much to unpack with that's just a great place to start.
Yeah.
So, and your bite-sized pieces, you're putting it on the calendar, like being okay with not having a whole day, being okay with having what time you do have in between other things in life, but making sure you're doing it so it doesn't come to that day that you don't have a choice. I'm just repeating back to you all the things I heard you say, Kiri.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for the recap. The recap is important in this podcast. And there'll be more. There'll be more to unpack on this topic and in particular this question and all the other questions that we get, Kim. So we're not going anywhere. The Virtual Cafe is open on a weekly basis for these episodes and we'll continue to have them, Kim, as long as people keep asking.
I'm grateful you're here, Kiri. Well, if everybody runs out of questions, you know I won't. I will be here, Kiri. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for hanging out in the virtual cafe, I am going to get bean number 3 on my meter, if that's okay with you. And we will chat to everybody next week.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Kim. Thank you for joining us in the Virtual Cafe studio for this convo about business finances. This production is brought to you by the money barista, Kerry Zarb. You can follow the show to be notified of future episodes. And if you're enjoying this podcast, we encourage you to leave a rating or personal review. Until next time, happy biz beans to you. No beans were harmed during the production of this podcast. Information contained in this podcast should be taken as general advice only, and your personal circumstances have not been taken into account. It is recommended that you seek financial advice from a professional who is licensed to do so. If you choose to act upon the general advice shared, you do so at your own risk.